USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The U.S. and Iran continue to engage in dueling threats after a series of military exchanges. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
After Iran says it has 32 specific targets in mind for retaliatory strikes after the U.S. takes out one of its top generals with a missile strike on the Baghdad airport, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo discusses the president's threat to attack 52 targets in Iran if it follows through on its threats.
The Iranian leadership needs to understand that attacking Americans is not cost-free. The cost will be clear and direct.
Pompeo spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. I'm Chris Barnes.
President Donald Trump's re-election campaign continues to rake in the bucks, now at $46 million of the final quarter in 2019, far outpacing Democratic competitors Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg. This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.